Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, Mr. Passero, whenever you're ready, just read the script right there in front of you.
It's actually Passero. Okay. Hello there. That's a lot of O's.
If you could just ignore the amount of O's, just read it as written. Thank you.
Oh, right. Sorry. I'm Harcos Passero, and you're listening to Rolling in the Geek. What is Rolling in the Geek? I understand, but you.
Passero,
there's so many.
Whatever,
I just don't.
Harcos,
Trevor, where's
you
Trevor?
To,
I need Trevor,
just,
please.
All right, we're going to have to call this. We're going to have to cut it early, guys.
Hello, I am Ken Brown, Game Master for Riven, the Shattered Continent, and I want to thank you for taking a seat at our table. Will my cohorts please introduce themselves?
Hello there, I'm Harcos Ironjaw Passero. I'm an Alakokra monk from Hokkaido, a Cavalier Knight for the people of Iron's Edge, and a proud member of the B-Team. We are set on purging Riven once again of the dragon tyrants that seem to be resurging. Wait, that's what really what we're trying to do? We're gonna drag? Oh dear. And I'm portrayed by Nick Simpson.
And I am Trevor Ironjaw, Forge Cleric of Numerath. I have left this world once and witnessed what is waiting for me. However, my friends need me, and I promise to become the bulwark of this world to protect them, and the blade of Numerath to cleanse it of corruption. Portrayed by Brad Konala.
Thank you, my dear colleagues, and thank you all for joining us. Please sit and rest your weary legs and get ready for Rolling in the Geek. Hello, Ken here. We want to thank you deeply for listening to Rolling in the Geek. With the blessings of the rest of our little family, we want to request you support us through Patreon. We love doing what we do, and with your support, we can produce more and better content. Every bit goes back into the podcast, and more than three isn't a crowd at our table. And now, back to three guys with more dice than friends. Last time on Rolling in the Geek. The B-Team lights torches and light spells as they proceed into the tunnel. They walk in until they get to a chamber where the corpses were their first trip through. The bodies are all gone, with some miscellaneous equipment left behind. Harcos and Phil eventually lock eyes and look up to see that all the bodies have been wrapped and hung from the ceiling with spider silk. They continue on after Harcos's mini panic attack and pick a scary path at a fork where the stalagmite slash tights are rotating in odd ways to make the path very difficult. They start to hear noises from both ends of the tunnel, footsteps from behind, and a creepy singing voice from the front. They hunker down and wait for something to happen, but nothing occurs and they move on. They reach a chamber with a campsite and three skeletons in comfortable looking resting positions. Phil is caught under some sort of spell and wants to remain here to camp. The rest of the team pressures him to leave, but he starts to get aggressive and Harcos strikes him to wake him. They leave quickly, but the skeletons arise and give chase. Trevor destroys them with a turn undead, but a banshee reveals herself and they do battle. and Harko stuns her and decimates her. They leave the site and push forward, but hear the creepy sing-songy voice respond to Harko saying safe, and sings it's always safe in the dark. And that is where we pick back up. So, you are in this tunnel. You're, you know, maybe 15, 20 feet away from the antechamber with the fake campsite in it. What do you want to do from here?
We, and everybody heard the voice that time, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hear the singing now, Trevor.
Oh, well, at least it's revealing itself to all of us, I suppose.
Is that good or bad? I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't think it's safe in the darkness. I think the voice is false. We've been in the darkness and nothing has felt safe.
Are you going to proceed forward? Yep. Do you want to hunker down again? What do you want to do?
Proceed.
Hey, so you continue down the path. And as you get a little bit further away from this campsite, the stalagmatites start to thin out and become less... more sporadic until eventually completely clearing, and it's more of just like a rough-hewn path. And you come up on another fork, this time with two different paths. You have one that takes a sharp increase or a steep grade up, and that one is on the left, and then you have a path that leads more in a downward trend on the right.
Well. Puffles? Thoughts? The downward right one seems a little too... obvious to me.
The paths of the Underdark can be complicated. That what seems to go up might curve down sharply and vice versa. It's hard to tell.
If it helps at all, I don't like either option. I feel like that didn't help. I'm sorry. I'll stay back here.
Is there anything that you want to do to try to observe the paths in greater detail? Or yeah, what do you want to do?
We'll take a closer look.
Okay. You can roll either survival or investigation.
Survival is a plus four. Investigation is... Oh. Investigation's that pretty circle number that adds a whole bunch. That's a 20 on the die. and my plus four survival.
Quit with your fucking hack rolls there.
Look, I downloaded the cheat engine. I'm sorry.
Okay. Harkos, are you gonna try to, or?
Yeah. I mean, I will.
You don't have to. I'm just saying if you were gonna give it a whirl.
You said which one?
Either survival or investigation.
Survival, just because it gives me one more. This is a 13 total.
Okay. So. The two of you are kind of like taking a look at this a little bit, Puffles is standing back behind you. He's kind of like just observing the tunnels in a more vague fashion. But as you guys start to look at them, you can tell that the path that goes more up, the one on the left, has definitely been more often traveled. It looks like a greater number of footsteps have worn on the stone. The path to the right, it looks like it's been traveled very little.
So back to the right one, I suppose.
Okay. So Trevor, as you start to proceed on this path, you can see that there is, there are four sets of footprints that are going down here. One of them stands out. And the reason that it stands out is that it looks like a bird's foot.
Okay. Check the other footprints also.
Like, what are you looking for?
I don't know. Paw prints.
Why?
Well, because my brain says there's four sets of footprints and one of them's a bird. Well, there happens to be four of us and one of us is a bird.
I am an Alacocra, yeah. Thank you very much.
It's bird prints.
Listen, I'm being mean to Brad, Ken. I'm not being mean to you. Shut up.
So you are observing the footprints,
yes.
Brad, and yeah, there's a set that looks very similar to a paw.
Okay. I need some backup over here. If you would all take a look at these footprints, I see one that... Arcos, can I see your foot?
Why?
Please?
Are you going to make something with it?
I just want to have peeksies at this footprint and your foot.
Yeah, no, that sounds normal. Coming.
No. Siddle my way up there.
I'm going to compare. Okay.
They are the same print.
Wonderful. Puffles.
K.
Same.
And he, like, kind of like walks up to you and pulls one leg up so you can kind of see the bottom of his foot.
Comparing to the other ones.
It looks the exact same.
Checking my feet and checking the footprints.
I'm going to give you this because you rolled a natural 20 on your survival. Your boot print and the one that is on the floor here are the exact same. Like, not even... Okay, so let's just use this as an example. Like, you have an area on your boot that's kind of like split, like the sole maybe got a little bit damaged. The print has that exact mark on it that's on the floor.
Okay, so this pathway has all of our footprints, which either A, is some sort of magical deterrent, or B, we've somehow gone this way.
Lovely.
Thoughts? Anyone?
It could just be an illusion, something to keep us from wanting to travel this path, thinking that we've already attempted it before.
That's fair.
That's my best guess.
Sure. I don't know, it's all very dark. I don't remember coming to another fork before now.
You had the three fork earlier.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, between I don't remember coming to another one as well as the first one.
Yeah.
Like, this is the first time you've called out, you come to another fork. So that's what Arcus is saying, is like between the choice of three and now this choice of two, he doesn't recall specifically ever deciding a direction. We've just been walking down the one.
Mm-hmm.
mind to try to cast dispel magic on the tunnel?
Okay. Okay. Nothing happens. Hmm.
Well, perhaps it could be more powerful than what I can get rid of, but I attempted to get rid of it, and it's still there.
I'll give you this, because you're using a spell slot. It does not feel like there was any sort of resistance, like anything that was trying to push back against your spell. Like, it just seems like there is no effect here.
Hmm.
You hear Professor Oak's words echo in your head. There's a time and a place, and this is not it. that's what popped into my head when he goes, there is no effect. Fucking Pokemon.
I don't know how we could have been here, but apparently it's not magical, or it doesn't feel that way. Perhaps we go the other path.
Oh, okay.
If there is something that is causing a deterrent here, wouldn't this be the path we should take then? I'm just being devil's advocate, or, you know, lion's advocate.
I'm very confused. You both make excellent points. I have no idea.
Well, I do not disagree with that either, Puffles. But I don't know. I guess it doesn't feel like a deterrent. But I am not the only one making decisions here, so it's all of us need to decide.
Yeah, Ken, tell us what to do.
So Puffles will say that I feel that we should take this path. That it feels like this is meant to keep us from continuing. And then I will roll for Phil. He will say to the left and low to the right. So he says, well, I don't like the idea of our footprints being there, so I think we should go the other way.
Oh, shit.
Marcos? This, I will leave my opinion out of it. If whichever you three decide on, I will go with whatever.
I think we should go the way we're going. Puffles seems to potentially have arguably the most knowledge about this place. Not saying that necessarily how vast his knowledge is, but I like to think Puffles is the most recent one who's been to school. So, maybe we go with his gut on this one.
Fair enough. I shall take point.
Okay.
I hated every minute of that.
So you continue on. And why don't you go ahead and roll me a perception check? We'll see how you do here.
Oh, Trevor doesn't see anything.
Neither does Harkos.
Okay, well, that is apparently a resounding fail from the entire party.
Yeah, I rolled a one.
Well, I got an 8 from Puffles, which turns into oh crap, where is his perception at? A 9. And then Phil got a 3, which turns into an 8 total. So
So what you're saying is between the party, the two NPCs had like an 850% success increase based on the other two.
If you want to go that far, I guess.
Does Kingsley see anything?
But if you want, you've never used him in this way, but you can try.
He's got a 10 on the die. I don't know what he would have.
What is he?
A hawk.
Do you not have his fucking stats?
No, we never did stats. I don't think.
He's a fucking hawk. Get his fucking stats.
He's a fucking hawk. I'm working on it. I'm on it.
Always assumed that you had his shit right there.
Nope.
Brad's had to look it up once because there was a thing that came into effect with sight.
He has a...
They have it...
Plus 4 perception.
So they 14. Have advantage on perception checks that rely on sight.
Oh, shit.
Because he has keen sight.
Is it relying on sight, Ken?
I mean, he could try to make it about sight.
I rolled a 10 both times, so he has a 14.
The only thing that he can tell you is that there is movement up ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's something.
You want to know the bitch of it all, Brad?
What?
Guess what Kingsley, as a hawk, guess what his passive perception is?
14.
14.
14. Yeah. Kingsley's fucking firing on all cylinders.
Sweet.
Kingsley says there's movement up ahead.
Oh, okay.
Moving along.
Harkos grips his spear tightly.
So as you move forward, you can start to hear some like shifting and some like whispering from up ahead. As you get a little bit closer, and then a figure jumps out from behind a loose piece of rock, and you hear something somewhat disconcerting. By Numerath's light, be gone, beasts! And then you see a flash of golden light. Hakos, do you see anything happening?
Oh, I don't know.
I want to go home. I don't like this.
As your eyes kind of adjust to the difference in light here after the golden flash, Trevor, you're looking at yourself, and Harkos, you see yourself right behind the other Trevor.
Do we see Puffles and Phil?
Not at this moment, no.
I just want everyone to know I've watched this movie on Netflix. It doesn't end well for the main people in this show.
We're going to end up playing our clones.
Hakos, are these are us. What are they doing? This must be some foul magic.
Actually, we are in here doing presumably the same thing you are doing. Are you searching for Selena?
How do you know that? This scary magic, Hakos. This is something that is most undoubtedly from the world of evil.
Yes, I agree. You guys are very dark magic.
Yes, because I would never speak like that.
I would never speak as you're speaking. I'm doing my very best Trevor impression right now, so forgive me if it's not perfect.
My Trevor impression isn't perfect, so you're fine.
Shut the fuck up. The only person from the beginning that sounds just like themselves.
I totally do not, but okay.
My brain's melting.
Does he have a Kingsley?
You do not see a Kingsley.
I have a Kingsley.
Ooh, how well can I see... how well can I see the other Harkos?
I... Like, I mean, it's pretty dark, but with their, because they have the same shit lit that you do. Like, there's a light on the Trevor shield, and the Harkos is holding a torch.
But, so is his face illuminated?
Yeah.
Does he have the blue rings in his eyes?
Ooh. Roll. I'll give you either perception or investigation, and go ahead and give yourself advantage for that.
Perception, because I got a plus two in that. That's a dirty 20, and that's a 9.
There are no blue rings on the eyes.
Oh.
So I'm going, Harkos is, this Harkos, me, Nick, now in the yep, I'm gonna draw my weapon and point it at them and kind of take a step forward next to Trevor.
Oh, huh. And Trevor, what are they doing? Nope. Are they going to attack us?
No, Harkos.
Trevor, they're wrong. There are things wrong with them.
I agree with this.
His eyes are wrong, Trevor.
And
my eyes are wrong.
Your eyes are wrong.
Ooh. Listen, if we're all here searching for our friends, perhaps we can help each other.
As a show of good faith, Harkos, might we exchange some feathers?
I don't want to just give away my feathers to just anybody. It's a complete... Why would you want them?
I'll have you know, if you would have said yes, I was attacking you. The moment you're like, I suppose that would be fine. I would have been like, Ken, you need to roll for initiative.
I'm not going to let you say it to me.
That's a step too far. I wouldn't have had you roll for initiative. I would have surprise attacked. It's fine. Trevor, I don't think I want them with us. I don't think that's any version of us.
Yeah.
You're no version of us. And you're speaking nonsense over there.
Where's the rest of your team?
Puffles, Phil, come out. And from behind another rock, you see Puffles come out. And you see a Phil.
There's still one more.
But this is the four of us.
Okay, well, then perhaps there isn't one more, and I feel very sorry for you for that.
Go ahead and roll perception checks, both of you.
This is going terribly.
Doo-dah. I have a 21 total.
I'm glad you do, because I got a 12.
Trevor, so you notice the fill is the because he had Illmater's symbol on his shield. That he has I have too many notes in too many different places. He has the symbol of Torm on his shield. And Puffles, that he is without a mane.
His what? Oh,
without a mane.
Right.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Huh. Definitely not very good copies. Someone did not do their homework.
But copies? What are you...
Oh, you're looking a little less floofy.
I need to keep it trimmed. It gets a little wild.
Oh. I reach up and pet Kingsley.
Kingsley feels uncomfortable.
Oh.
Like, you get the sense that he is nonplussed about this situation.
Yes, Kingsley, I'm not too happy about this either. And obviously they forgot about you.
But for God, it's ridiculous. ridiculous. What? How could I forget something that shouldn't exist? That I don't have a pet. This is nonsense.
Hmm. Very strange. And what god do you serve?
Me?
Yes, you.
I, of course, serve the father of light, Lathander.
Oh, of course. Good one to serve, definitely.
Can you all just, like, go? Because I don't particularly feel like fighting myself today. We have business here that has nothing to do with you. Us, I guess.
I believe we established we were looking for Selena and Marcus, yes?
Yes, but I have a feeling that our goals are not truly in the same place.
Yes, you are either not looking for them or looking for the fake version of them. Like, it's what's going on. It's fine.
Hey, go ahead and roll another perception check.
Both of us?
Yes.
That is a 17.
Hey, that's a 21.
Hey-o.
Okay. So, Nick, or god damn it, you're Harkos, not Nick, right now. Trevor, you suddenly notice that the Puffles and Phil are gone.
Uh-oh.
Harkos, you can see the Puffles has kind of slinked into the shadow, and something is more amorphous about him. That he does not quite have the same form. The Phil is just gone. You can't see him.
I don't like this. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it, Ken. I don't like it.
Trevor. Trevor, it's getting worse. Getting worse, and I need you to know whatever happens next might come as a form of getting aggressions out. But don't take it personally.
Well,
I'm not saying I know what's happening next, but I have a good feeling.
Why don't you allow me to assist you in that? And I'm going to shield of faith, Harkos. Our Harkos.
Are you sure? Sure? Okay.
We'll step it up a bit since I asked the other Trevor what god he served, and I'm going to say, allow me to help you with that, Harkos, and I'm going to go, may the light of Numerath protect you as I cast the shield on him.
Trevor?
Yes.
Suddenly, you feel an intense pain as something stabs into your side.
Excuse me?
And you take 20 points of necrotic damage, and your strength score is reduced by 4.
Holy fuckballs! The fuck did he hit me with?
Roll for initiative.
Did that ignore my armor?
I rolled to hit you. What'd and you I got get? A crit.
Ow. Fuck your crit. I've got a 13.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. An 11 plus 2.
Can I have a 13, 9 plus 4?
What the fuck?
This is, aside from the boss fight, this is the first time Trevor and Harkos have had to get into the nasty since Trevor died. It makes sense that we're back to back in it and just kicking some ass. Trevor might be ready to die again here right now, both of them, but you know.
Okay, so this is really weird that Phil and Puffles got the exact same initiative too. They both got 11 total.
That's super fucked.
So,
you know, B team is just synchronizing hardcore, and I'm here for it.
You got one of your team back there for the moment.
So you said I lose 4 strength?
4 strength.
Oh, dear Lord. Can I put
it's a strength
negative?
Drain attack.
-4 strength.
Oh god, it hurts.
-4?
Yep.
Oh, it hurts.
He's just saying -4. I thought Brad was saying he has a -4 in strength.
Sorry, yeah. -4 strength, but it hurts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I was like, what the fuck were you at that taking away? That most that should have given you a -2. Like, how the fuck?
A -2 hurts!
Oh, are you at -2?
No, I have a +2. I have 14 strength right now.
Oh, so you're just at a 0?
Nah, I'm at a +2.
Oh, you have a 14 right now. Yeah, you normally have an 8.
I don't
quit
have
being confusing, Brad.
Okay, so what happens very quickly here is as soon as that attack lands, the second Harkos beats its wings, but it doesn't fly. It just runs. And it goes to attack.
That looks awkward as fuck.
Yeah, it does. Goes to attack Trevor.
Do you not know how to use those?
A 21 total.
Yeah, that hits.
You're doing it wrong.
Oh, well, the damage isn't huge, but that's 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 6 necrotic damage. And your strength is reduced by 2 more.
Ah!
Oh my god. You know, Harkos would make a comment about how only I'm allowed to hurt Trevor, but I think that somehow this is a weird loophole.
So you hit me with that one, and Trevor's going to go, Harkos, I don't know what's going on, but I feel very weak. Obviously, I still look healthy. I'm still over...
You don't look good. You look like you instantly got a really bad case of flu.
Oh.
Like, Harkos, you can tell that right away. After that, the second fill takes a run up and is going to try to make an attack on Harkos. 22 total.
Yeah, that hits just a little bit.
Now, remember, I Shield of Faith you also. I don't know how much.
Which gives me what?
A +2 to your AC.
It still hits me just a little bit.
Okay.
I have a 16.
So that is 8 damage, and it reduces your strength by 3.
Oh my god.
This can get nasty real quick.
It has gotten nasty real quick.
But Harkos, it is now your turn.
You just call me Butt Harkos?
Right now, Harkos, it is now your turn. Right now, there is the fake fill is right next to, the fake fill is right next to you and Trevor. The fake Harkos is directly in front of Trevor, and then the other two are a little further behind.
Define a little further.
About 10 feet.
Okay. That's all I needed to know.
The fake Puffles is still trying to blend into the shadows, but you saw, both of you saw him.
We saw him after the fight because Trevor didn't see him initially.
Right.
Trevor saw Puffles and Phil were gone. I saw Puffles was doing weird shit, but Phil was gone.
You see Puffles, but Trevor does not. Sorry. So Harkos, you see Puffles. I apologize. I misremembered.
I don't know who to... As much as I feel like I should deal with Phil, I'm going to deal with me.
Okay.
I feel personally responsible for me. So, mother... There we go. I couldn't get my stupid stat block open for my weapon. Okay. Almost threw my die. That is... Oh, damn it. That's a 15.
Oh, crap. No, that hits. That hits.
Okay, that's good. That's a fucking natural 20 on the second one.
Yep.
That's 16 on the die for my fist plus 7.
Yes, that hits.
Do I want to... Yeah, I'm going to hit him again. I'm going to flurry of blows.
Okay.
And then that's 15 on the die plus 7 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
So I need to go get rid of my key real quick.
You get the impression that as you're making these strikes that you know how hard you are to hit, like you know yourself, and this thing does not even come close to matching your speed or agility.
So as I'm striking him, I'm going to tell him, I go, you're definitely doing this part wrong. Crit is my d8, then I roll a d8 plus 4.
Yes.
Okay. So, these real quick. I got a fucking 7 on both of those, so that's fine. So that's 15, and 4 is 19, plus 2 d6 that I need to roll for the crit one. Okay. So let me do this. 7 and
okay,
4 is...
Okay, are you doing your crit one first?
No, I was doing all the math together. So my first one, my first hit is 11.
Okay.
My crit is 27.
Okay. Stop there.
Okay.
As your second spear attack lands, you drive it straight into the heart of this creature, and you see all of the color fade away from it until it turns into a black shadow and then bursts and is gone.
Okay, so then can I spin and hit
Phil
with my melees?
Yes.
And since both of those hit, I'm gonna brutal accuracy on that.
Okay.
So I get 3d6 and add my bonus to 2 of them. Good, because I fucking need it. 8, 6, 7 damage from that. I rolled a 4, a 2, and a fucking 1.
Did you add your ability modifier? To the 2?
My,
Yeah, because I rolled... I did it wrong. 4 and 4 is 8. 4 and 2 is 6. 8 and 6, and then... It's 15.
Okay.
I'm doing weird math in my head, but it's 15, because it was 8, 7, and 6.
Okay, so you do the two spear strikes, and then you turn...
Or not and, 8, 7, and 6. 8, 7, sorry.
You turn and lay into the fill 2, and you see it's mostly turned into black shadow at this point, that the fill part of it is gone. Trevor, it is your turn.
Gosh, I don't know. I'm going to, I guess, attempt to smack Shadowfill.
Okay.
That is a 19.
That hits.
Seven points of damage.
Okay. So you hit this shadow looking fake fill with Ard and M, and it just shatters the shadow.
Oh.
And it just poofs. So it is Phil's turn now. He is going to, because it's kind of crowded up front, he is going to try to take a shot at the fake Trevor. God damn it, Phil. One hit. So that's something.
Wrong one, Phil. Wrong one. Ouch.
That's fucking amazing.
Actually, that might not
good
hit.
Good form, Brad. Good form.
No, that will hit. Okay. So one hit. And that does a
d8. That's so funny.
Okay. He does 10 damage to fake Trevor. It is now Puffles. It is Prime Puffles, and he will. He did not see fake Puffles either, so he is going to go after fake Trevor, and he is going to. He's going to keep it classic. He's going to throw a firebolt at it. Hey, good job. Good job, Puffles.
There's
a 23 total, so that will definitely hit. And deal 9 damage. Good job. So you see Puffles gather up the little, you know, ball of flame and hucks it past all of you, and it collides with the fake Trevor, who quickly drains of color and then bursts into a mix of shadow flame and then pops.
Yes.
So last up is fake Puffles. Brad, does a... Or, Trevor, does a 19 hit you?
No.
Ooh. So you see a claw come out from the shadows, and you instinctively put your shield up and block it from hitting you. Harkos, it is now your turn.
So, who's up?
Harkos is? Oh, no, who's up? No, the fake Puffles is the only thing that's up still.
Okay, that's what I thought. So I'm gonna go give him the a nice big Harkos special.
Okay.
Do it.
Fuck, not that. Well, yeah, no, because they're shadow people. That's a 15 total.
Yeah, that hits.
That's an 18 on the die, plus 7.
Okay, definitely hit.
That's a 2 on the die, plus 7.
Nope.
But that was my melee smack, so that's okay that one didn't go, because it's damage, it's just not a ton. But every little bit helps, so it still sucks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh god, and I rolled shit here too. 13 points of damage.
Okay.
From the spear.
Most of the color is drained from it. You see just a pair of bright blue eyes set into a shadow that are staring at you with malice. Trevor, it is your turn.
Trevor's the only one that's left, yeah?
Puffles. Fake Puffles.
Puffles is right next to me.
Yep.
And he's the only one that's left, right?
Yes. Yep. That you know of.
Yeah, true.
He's the only one that's left.
Kingsley, show him why they shouldn't have forgotten you.
Caw. Caw.
It's a dirty 20.
Good call.
That's a 9. That's 10 points of damage.
All right. So Kingsley flies up and pecks at the eyes of the shadow creature, and you slam into its chest with Ardenim, and again, the shadow shatters. And pops and is gone.
And I collapse to the ground.
Like, what is your strength at?
12. But that's 6 off of it right now.
That is a significant difference.
The way my brain's taking it is like, I can bear with me. I can remember how strong I was when I was powerlifting to compared to what I am now. And I can imagine that happening over the course of a matter of seconds. And to me, like, so all that heavy armor that by this point he would have been like, this is nothing, is all of a sudden not nothing anymore. You know, the armor, the shield, the hammer, everything. It's just like, oh God, I'm tired. So yeah, I'm definitely like collapsing to the ground.
Okay. Also, your strength is below you're wearing chainmail.
Yeah.
Okay. Your strength score is not at the limit for being able to use it.
Oh God, it's not. So what I just said works even better.
Yeah. Like you feel under immense strain trying to hold yourself up with your armor on.
So. Yeah, okay, so hit the ground, and I'm going to go, Hakos, Phil, I need you to take my armor off now. Please.
Okay.
He runs over and starts helping.
Yeah, same.
Because armor takes time to don and doff, so it takes, I think, with two people helping, I think it takes like 5 minutes or something like that.
Okay.
To get everything completely off of you. But you feel more at ease, but it's definitely, you know, you're not feeling up to snuff. Peek behind the screen here. You have to, it will not go away until after a rest, either a short or long rest.
Oh, so you're telling me that I shouldn't cast Dispel Magic on myself?
It will not work.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No. Maybe I shouldn't have told you that, but
well, I appreciate it.
Well, the long and the short of it is we were looking for somewhere to kind of hunker for a breather anyway, because Puffles and Phil got their shit rocked. By a banshee. So now Trevor not being able to carry his own fucking weight is kind of forcing us to take a very intense breather. And so Harkos will bring that up, like, to Trevor. Are you okay? Do we need to?
I am not okay. I need to rest.
And so Harkus is going to glance around at like the rest of the party and go, I don't. We should probably just do our best to do it here, because I don't think any of us can. I mean, if you can't carry your own things, I don't know that
we should just be very careful and try and be as safe in the darkness as we can. I kick myself every time I say that fucking word because Ken has me on edge.
Safe, the word resonates within this tunnel and continues down.
Argos, you're going to have to stop saying that word.
I'm sorry. I'm not thinking about it till after the fact. And then I get a chill down my spine as soon as it hits my brain.
Puffles will say, yes, I am on the unhappy side of unhealthy, so it would be good to take a moment. So okay. you want to do a shorter?
Yeah, I mean that works for me especially, because Harquest will just it'll be really good RP wise too, because I can get my my key points back.
Yeah.
As long as I spend 30 minutes meditating, and so I will roleplay that he meditates to try and make himself more comfortable with the idea of being in this horrible fucking hellscape.
So short rest, you can roll half of your hit die, with each die adding your constitution modifier, and you will heal by that much. Puffles is able to get himself back up to full.
Did you say half your constitution modifier?
No, half of your hit die, add your con to each one.
Oh, okay, sorry. I have 20 HP back.
And actually, let's do this first, because this will recharge on a short rest. Phil is going to use his second wind.
Okay.
Which will give everybody... Sorry, I gotta check how I changed this up for him. So you will heal for... where's your shit, Phil? Heal for 8.
Okay, so I'm just gonna tell my sheet to give me a full rest, because I used my hit die, but I was only hurt for 8, so...
Oh, okay.
I put the hit die back. And I don't have spells, so me telling my app that I took a full rest isn't going to change anything.
No.
But that's the only way for me to get hit die back. So. But I do get my key points back on a short rest as long as I meditate.
Okay.
Which, again, I will do under the guise of Harko's trying to not be as fucking timid down here, because... This is clearly his immediate future going forward, so...
Between Phil's points and what I did with the 3 hit die, I overhealed myself by 2.
Oh.
Hey, nice.
Unfortunately, that doesn't stack, but...
I know.
Phil is he did not quite get to full, but he's fairly close, so... But he can only use 2 hit die, so... So you guys take your minute. I mean, as the rest progresses, Harkos and Trevor, both of you could feel your strength kind of, returning to you as you're taking your moment. And by the time that the hour is done, you are back to your regular scores on strength.
Are you feeling better? You look better.
I am definitely feeling much more like myself.
Right, he looks better. He doesn't look all fluey.
No, he does not look fluey anymore. He's okay. back to good old Trevor.
Hey, thank you both for helping me take my armor off a moment ago.
No, that's fine. I'm glad that you're feeling better. Those things, They might not have taken a beating, but they sure packed a wallop when they hit you.
Very, very much so. I'm gonna start putting my armor back on.
Hey. Yeah, you get it back on and it feels normal again. So, everyone is rested up a little bit. Strength scores are back where they should be. What do you want to do?
continue.
Okay. Yeah, keep pushing forward.
You continue forward, and you eventually get into another antechamber. This one, as you step into it, you feel something sticky on your feet.
Look down.
And as your eyes start to adjust and you look down, you can see that you are stepping on webbing. Go ahead and roll perception for me.
Hang on, I haven't picked up a die yet. I'm composing. I rolled an 11 on the die, Brad. 13 for perception.
Okay. So you take a step out there, and suddenly you hear from behind you, Puffles will yell, "Everyone, watch your step. There's nothing below the web." And as he says that, you look, and through the web, there is just darkness.
Oh, God.
I might actually be having a small panic attack.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Like, my chest just got so tight when you said that. I don't do the heights. I don't do the nopes. I'm not in a good place. And I'm, Harkos, I'm sorry, but your meditation just went out the fucking window.
Oh, it's just God. All your key points are gone. It's just like, I lost it. I lost my cool.
Oh God,
my stomach hurts. Where's the out? Where's the out? I would like out. You know what? Eric Okra. Can I hover right now? The floor's sticky. Right?
If you proceed into the chamber some, yes, right now the tunnel is not big enough for you to get your wingspan so you can float.
Oh God, it's gonna probably quite literally bite me in the ass. Harkos is going to carefully hurry forward so he can get off the fucking floor.
Okay.
Because I don't like... It'll do so much better for my brain if I'm hovering. Nick's brain. I don't want to be standing on this. My brain's not going to think... Ken will have to do the benevolent thing when I start plummeting. Be like, well, I don't know what happens. Nick, you have wings. So, you have slow fall as a monk. What do you mean? Use literally anything. Use literally any of your things and you won't die. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ken.
You go forward into the chamber and so that you can get some height?
Yep.
Okay. So as you fly forward and you get into the chamber, you hear the sing-songy voice.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Please don't. Just don't. Can you call it? Can you end the episode? I don't want you to continue. I don't want to ever come back to this moment. Don't let the spider talk. Don't let the spider talk. Oh, it's my least favorite part. It's my least favorite memory from Harry Potter and from Lord of the Rings. Oh, it's the fucking worst. Oh, this is my nightmare. Oh, God. Oh, God. Just keep talking. I'll shut up.
Nick, you want me to cast silence? I'll cast silence. We won't be able to hear.
No, Harkos is having a panic attack. He's having a panic attack. It's fine. It's fine. I'm fine. Everything's great.
Oh, my God.
Having a good time with friends.
You hear the following.
But we don't want to. Oh, God. Oh, no. Nope. Trap. This is a trap. It's a freaking trap. Oh, God.
The silken sheets will keep you
And that, my friends, is where we will call it for this evening.
No. I have tears in my eyes.
Oh, God.
Thank you all very much for joining us at our table. If you have enjoyed everything that has been going on here, or even just little parts of it, and been upset by others, would you please consider giving us some support on Patreon, or through any other various channels, which I'll talk about here in a moment. We are good little warlocks and offer up sacrifices to our patrons, as any good warlock should. But if Patreon is not your thing, then you could do something as simple as just buying us a coffee. If you go to ko-fi.com and search for Rolling in the Geek, you can do a one-time donation there. Brad, where can these fine folks get in touch with us?
You can subscribe to us to our newsletter on our website at rickgeekpodcast.com to keep up with all things Rolling in the Geek. Or you can subscribe to the podcast. I'm a little fucked up too here. Whew. Or you can subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite ear bacon stations.
What have I also done? I'm a monster.
You're fucking loving it. Shut up.
we're very active on Twitter. If you'd like to talk to, oh gosh, I can't even read. Also, we're very active on Twitter, and if you'd like to talk to a bunch of rad artists, podcasters, and all-around cool people, you can join us in the Underground Oracle Discord through the link on our website.
Thank you very much, Brad.
That was a struggle.
Nick, this week, and I think this is the first time that I've done this, I am going to do the same class twice in a row. This week, you are the Gloomstalker Ranger of Sound. You creep through the dark tunnels of our sometimes atrocious audio and pick out the specific targets that need annihilated first to give a pleasant ear bacony sound to our listeners. Can you please sneak us something fun to go out on?
Well, let me interrupt. You missed out on a golden opportunity to say a crisp ear bacon sound.
Ooh, I did. Ooh, I'm ashamed. I am ashamed. I have failed you.
It's a hootie hoo from Nick and Harkos. In episode 60, we hated it. We're not rhyming. we'll talk to you next week in episode 61. This week, I wrote a song about the words are severely failing
the
me.
The words are hard right now.
This week I wrote a song about the problems one has with dice in role-playing games. Brad and I haven't suffered too terribly bad the last few episodes, but that will surely dry up now that the fucking Bathsheba is here. So, yeah, without further ado, I'm put on my man pants and take us out with the parody for episode 60. We play the game, try to stay sane. We suffer through all the cliffhangers. We fight and act, those are the facts. And yet, the dice don't know their job. All we need from you is a number that has a 2 followed by a 0. I roll in a fight, trying as I might to look like a hero. But then I roll a natural 1.
I trip and I smack my face. All I wanted was the boss in his place, but the dice have other plans for me. Yeah, they've got other plans for me. I rolled a stupid crit failure. My spell fizzles and it missed. I just wanted to look badass. Math rocks. Why you do this? Dice gods. Why you do this? I'm so glad you're enjoying yourself, Ken. I want nothing more than that for you right now.
Oh my god, this might be my favorite one so far.
The internal monologue of that was, Ken, why you do this?
Oh my god, I loved every fucking second of that.
Oh. It hit me while I was driving the other day. That song came on and I go, oh my god, I can make this about failing dice rolls.
Yes. Oh, man, I'm tearing up.
That was awesome.
Right, Mr. Pizarro, we're going to have to go.
Pizarro, my name is Pizarro. Yes. Last name is Pizarro.
Yes, Pizarro. I apologize. We're going to try this one last time. Do you have any questions?
Yes, so I have a few questions, actually. Are you recording Trevor and I's life? This doesn't feel real. I don't understand what's going on. I don't want to be here. What is a Rolling in the Geek? I'm so confused.
Great.
Cassie?
Another crazy one.
Jorik?
Yeah, just...
Who am I?
This is completely unusable.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.